This is the fourth part of details. The board met in executive session to hear the substance of the situation surrounding snow. By law, they were not allowed to act in executive session, and also, according to the law, the executive session was composed of five of the voting members, the board lawyer, the school business administrator, and the superintendent. Peter Farmer had seen boards of education come and go. Sometimes they were a help, but more than not, they presented hurdles that he had to clear in order to get what he wanted. The law said that Farmer worked for them, but no one was naive enough to think that was the case. Whatever happened regarding snow had already been decided. The meeting itself was perfunctory. Roxbury and Becker made their presentation, and then Adele Becker presented her recommendation. After almost an entire year of close supervision, I have come to the conclusion that I must recommend the withholding of Mr. Snow's increment. I must further recommend that we present him with a young one-year timetable for sufficient improvement. The consequence of not meeting this professional improvement plan would be a breaking of tenure and dismissal. Jack Speck, a longtime friend of Farmer, was the first to ask questions. "Why do you think that all of this is just coming to light now, Mrs. Becker?" "I can't speak for what happened in the past. My check of evaluations has shown that these patterns of incompetence are chronic and were first noticed during Mr. Snow's initial year of employment." "But what are you telling us? Are you saying that he's just a poor teacher or that he has problems with his paperwork?" "At this point, I would say that both things are true." "Do you seriously believe that his performance can be improved?" "Predicting the future is not something that I'd like to get involved with, Mr. Speck. But I know what you're asking me, and I have to say that given his attitude and actions, his ability to improve is highly suspect." Eva Ringbolt was one of the newest members of the board. She had been elected on the board about a year and a half ago and already twice threatened to resign as a result of what she termed Farmer's blatant disregard of acceptable procedure. As a result of her actions, Farmer usually informed her about nothing. "Do you dislike Mr. Snow?" "I don't have any personal feelings about him at all, Mrs. Ringbolt." "Have you visited his classes?" Becker hid her annoyance at the uninformed questions. "As my evaluation indicates, I have observed two of his classes personally. I have spent a number of hours reviewing his lesson plans and grading procedures. I would say that I have acquainted myself with his job performance as well as I could in a year. But is a year long enough time to make this kind of determination? As I also said, I reviewed his evaluation history, and I am recommending that we give him formal notice of the need to improve during the upcoming year." "Aren't we just threatening him?" "No. I don't intend this monitoring to become a threatening situation. However, I have little control over Mr. Snow's perceptions." Paul O'Grady was the next member of the board to ask questions. Adele Becker had been around long enough to know that he was a swing vote. Most times he allied himself with Farmer, but he also had five children in the school system. His oldest was going into 10th grade this year. "Has anyone suggested that this man might need psychological help?" The question hung like a suspended object over the table. Adele Becker did not answer right away. Roxbury did not want to meet her gaze. Peter Farmer decided that it was better if he spoke up now. As I have said on several different occasions in the past, whatever the board decides to do is fine with me. However, it is my job to advise you of some of the consequences that certain actions might have. I have spoken with our attorney regarding the possibility that Mr. Snow is in need of psychological assistance, and he tells me that it would not be in the best interests of the board to raise this question. Why is that, Mr. Caray? Ringbolt had deliberately avoided asking the question of Farmer. The attorney responded, if the board was to raise that issue, and Mr. Snow should allow himself to be evaluated, it would be incumbent upon the board to assist and financially support that psychological evaluation. It would also be necessary for the board to wait until that treatment had been rendered to reevaluate his circumstances. What's wrong with that? Simply put, you could be stuck paying him for the several years that psychological therapy might take and would be prevented from raising these issues again until it was concluded. Paul Grady had another concern. Isn't Mr. Snow a member of the military? Yes, he's in the reserves. With what's occurring overseas, don't you think that the timing of this is rather poor? I mean, the truth is that Mr. Snow doesn't know when or if he's going to be asked to go and risk his life for his country. He's 41 years old. He's got a family. It would seem that he's under a great deal of pressure. Have you factored these things into your evidence, Miss Becker? No, I haven't. My charge is to oversee the education that is offered at the high school. My concern here is the number of students that are not receiving adequate preparation. Dr. Roxbury, do you have anything to add? Only that I concur with Mrs. Becker, and that I assure you that we haven't come to this recommendation without a good deal of soul searching. The board reconvened its public session and voted to withhold the increment. However, they voted to reject the monitoring plan and the letter that Becker had recommended. They gave us something anyway, said Becker, although I hate to think about what next year is going to look like for us. We need to talk about that, Adele. I've been asked to return to the college as the Dean of Humanities. I've decided to accept the offer. I'll be leaving after the school year is over. Becker smiled. Do you think that college life will be less upsetting for you? I don't know if it's that, but this is a good opportunity. Snow and Roxbury had one last conversation before the end of the year. Snow tried to be conciliatory. I just don't think that you understand what we're facing at this level. This isn't like college. Did you ever enjoy teaching? Said Roxbury. This is my job. Like any other job, it gets colored over with a bunch of sugarcoating, but finally, it's a load of crap. Roxbury couldn't answer him. It really was as simple as that for Howard Snow. At the end of the school year, Marcy Chez was transferred to the middle school, and Marie Taglieri was named as the new department chairperson. Her initial conversations with Becker included no mention of Howard Snow. Adele Becker was now heavily involving herself with curriculum restructuring. Peter Farmer retired that summer, and the board went about the search for a new superintendent. By the end of the next September, Maria Taglieri had become familiar with her new duties. She was a bit concerned about the hard fact that she was no longer a member of the union, but she was enjoying the curriculum work with Adele Becker immensely. "Miss Taglieri, my name is Sheila Penn. I wonder if I might talk to you about a rather unusual situation that has developed with one of your teachers. It's about Mr. Snow." Taglieri knitted her eyebrows together. As she listened, she found herself reaching for a legal pad to take notes.